16, I had never had a kiss. Holy mackerel, you know what I miss now. Don't run, baby.
Thank you. couldn't keep it to myself.
Amnesia. You are listening to WDRT Viroqua, Driftless Community Radio.
Hey, let's
starting the morning off with Elmer Scheid, the Tempo Polka, from his greatest hits record on Pleasant Peasant, here on George Ostrowski's Polka Hour, where time flies when you're having fun. The polka party started here, or continued on. Well, continue on, so you can only say so many things quickly before you stumble. We'll continue on with the polka party with the infamous Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, a tune you'll all remember. Hoop-dee-doo, from his record, Polka Party.
I hear a polka and my troubles are through. Whoop-dee-doo, whoop-dee-dee, this kind of music is like heaven to me. Whoop-dee-doo, whoop-dee-doo, it's got me higher than a kite. Hand me down my soup and fish, I am gonna get my wish. Whoop-dee-doo, and it's a night when there's a banjo strumming. Rock-da-da-da-da, we get a thrill, we always will. When there's an old accordion stretching out of my, we always smile, 'cause that's our style. And when they diddle in the middle, oh, it really is a riddle how they play the tune so sweet. Play the tune so sweet that I could die. Lead me to the floor and hear me out for more, 'cause I'm a whoop-dee-dooin' kind of guy.
There was another from Elmer Scheid and his band, the Redhead Polka, from that Greatest Hits record, Hard to Put It Away. The Polka Padre Band before that with the Milwaukee Polka, Have Around, Have Around, Have Around, Glug It Down, Glug It Down. That's beer from Milwaukee, the very best around. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks having a good time with the Hoop-Dee-Doo Polka from Polka Party. While we're spinking a beer from Milwaukee, how about this one? Another famous polka hit. It's all the hits today. The Beer Barrel Polka from Will Glahe and his orchestra, probably the best version of this tune you'll ever hear. From the record, the new Beer Barrel Polka. You're on George Ostrowski's Polka Hour on WDRT 91.9 FM.
What do they do in Minnesota? In Minnesota, in Minnesota. Oh, what do they do in Minnesota? In the cold, cold, frosty winter time. Now when it's warm in the summer, they go fishing every day. They don't have time to make love, they're busy making hay. But when a frosty winter comes, they do not fish or hay. They do the chores, they stay indoors and make love all the day. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota. In Minnesota. In Minnesota. Oh, that's what they do in Minnesota. In the cold, cold, frosty winter time.
We've had here in George Ostrowski's Polka Hour. That last set, the greatest version of the Beer Barrel Polka by Will Glahe and his orchestra from the new Beer Barrel Polka on London Records. Capping that one with Roger Bright and his band, I'll Drink to That, from the record One More Dance on Bright Productions. That's Roger's own record label. Six Fat Dutchmen under the direction of Harold Loffelmacher. What do they do in Minnesota? From that record, more great polkas on Dot. Let's finish off today with another great one from Elmer Scheid. This one, the Morning Star Polka. We'll see you next week, where time flies, where you're having fun. George Ostrowski's Polka Hour on WDRT Viroqua, 91.9 FM.
Support for WDRT comes from Ethos Green Power, a worker-owned cooperative providing solar and electrification services in southwestern Wisconsin. In addition to solar panels, Ethos Green Power offers battery storage and EV charging. More information at www.ethos.green.
Support for WDRT comes from Westby Cooperative Creamery, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1903. Offering dairy products, including Westby organic brand products, along with cheese trays, gift boxes, and more. Available at their cheese and gift store in downtown Westby and online at westbycreamery.com.
Support comes from the Viroqua Food Co-op, a community-owned grocery store featuring spring produce from local farms and an outdoor garden center with native plants, vegetable starts, and hanging baskets. The Viroqua Food Co-op is located at 609 North Main Street in Viroqua.
Good morning. You are listening to WDRT Viroqua.
Hi, welcome to Food Sleuth Radio, where we help you think beyond your plate. I'm Melinda Hemmelgarn, a registered dietitian and investigative nutritionist on a mission to connect the dots between food, health, and agriculture and find food truth. And today, I am delighted to welcome our guest, Mr. Austin Frerich. He is an expert on agriculture and antitrust policy and is the author of the book we'll be discussing today titled Barons: Money, Power, and the Corruption of America's Food Industry. It was published by Island Press in March of 2024. The book profiles a series of powerful corporate titans to illustrate the concentration of power in the American food system. Now, Mr. Frerich worked at the Open Markets Institute, the U.S. Department of Treasury, and the Congressional Research Service before becoming a fellow of the Thurman Arnold Project at Yale University, which is an initiative that brings together faculty, students, and scholars to collaborate on research related to competition policy and antitrust enforcement. And during the 2020 presidential campaign, he advised candidates Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Pete Buttigieg on agricultural policy before ultimately serving as co-chair of the Biden campaign's Agriculture Antitrust Policy Committee. Mr. Frerich holds a bachelor's degree from Grinnell College in Iowa and a master's in public affairs from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Welcome, Austin.
Thanks for having me on, Melinda.
This is a terrific book that you've written, and it was one that I could not put down. And you have marvelous praise for this book, but I want to pull out one particular piece of praise, and that was from Eric Schlosser, who is a historian and author of Fast Food Nation, and he sums it up perfectly. He says, it's an urgently important book, and I could not agree more. So before we dive in, tell me first, how did you come to write this book?
Yeah, so I mean, let me first start by saying, so Eric wrote my foreword, and that to me was such a huge moment. I feel like everyone has that first book they read as a kid, the first adult book that really shapes them. And his book, Fast Food Nation, I read it between shifts at a sandwich shop I was working at in high school. And it just forever shaped the way I view things. So to kind of have him as a mentor has just been huge for me. I kind of joked to him this morning that I told him